It's a Daily Talk Show, episode 380.
What's happening, guys? What's going on?
Happy Monday.
It is. Well, I'm a bit fucking burnt out, to be honest. And it's only the start of the week. This is when you should be, you know, chipper. Should just be up and about, looking forward to smashing through the week. But no, the Gronk squad is a bit fucking flat, I think, after a big weekend.
Well, I was just saying you're a bit, eyes are a bit bloodshot.
Yeah, when I get really tired, and I mean, I've done like benders on the weekend, not slept for a long time and felt better than I have today. Last night, what we did was, it was June 30.
30 days have September, yes, April, June and November.
June 30 leading into July 1 because, let's be honest, there's a few announcements happening today.
Yeah. And so what happened yesterday, well, first of all, we were also filming on Sunday.
Yeah.
At the Melbourne Roubaix.
Yeah. What an event.
Is Roubaix French for something, Dil?
Roubaix is French. I'm not 100% sure what it means, but I can.
Roubaix is the race, famous race across the France countryside on cobblestones.
Okay.
So I don't know what Roubaix means. I mean, before I thought it was just the stones, but they're cobblestones.
We've got Mr. 97. Anyway, what are you finding?
Making a video on
it's
it.
It's a city.
Okay.
So really?
City in northern France. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Oh, there we go. Yeah. Sort of like Bordeaux.
Okay.
It's got like the X
same
the
ending,
end.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, but so we're filming that. But the main priority for me over the weekend was to fulfill this promise.
Fulfill the promise that was made last November, I think it was. And the due date has been getting pushed back. And June 30 was the day that we were going to smash out the last bit for a hopeful delivery of the Seth Godin handwritten book by July 1.
Yeah.
Welcome to July 1, boys.
Clap it all in.
Clap it in.
But the what was interesting was I made the – I think it was about a month and a half ago that I said July 1. I'm putting it in the calendar.
Was it the end of financial year that made it feel nice? Like, you know, a lot of us like to set goals and with a start date, January 1.
I think it was because, well, this is what I had in my head for July 1. Multi-camera switching.
Yeah, okay.
New motion graphics intro.
Yeah. The moon in full rotation.
Our new website launched. Right. And here we are.
Mr. 97, married.
Yeah. I was dreaming big, apparently. But the thing that I've learned is you put in a date.
Yeah.
And then whilst you might not meet the date, and that's not me saying that I haven't met the date, but it sort of propels you from a motivational point of view.
Oh, I know what you mean. So there's a few things we will find out on today's episode of the Daily Talk Show. Has Josh completed the Seth Godin This Is Marketing book handwritten? And we will also find out today what 3D Dill's announcement is.
So that's what I was going to mention. When I said about this July 1, a lot of things happening, 3D Dill started what could only be described as a campaign leading up to
one of the greatest marketing campaigns for an announcement.
He should be writing This Is Marketing.
Oh my God, he's going to rip off his face and it's Seth Godin.
But the we did spend, I think, around from 6 p.m. until midnight last night. You sort of created a great spread of chocolate. Like, was the chocolate and all that sort of thing, that wasn't a stitch up, was it? That was just you being supportive.
No, I was just being supportive. And I regret it. Well, no, I don't. I mean, I was being supportive, but I also, it's taken the wind out of me.
Yeah.
I slept in the car downstairs for an hour this morning, and I can't sleep in cars usually.
I can actually sleep in cars quite well.
Yeah, look, I mean, I don't really go in cars that much as a passenger on long trips. So I'm sure I could. I remember sleeping in the car as a kid, but I'm usually driving. But I mean, just like, it's uncomfortable. It's like, you know, it's not a flat position.
Yeah. Well, I ended up leaving the office at about 12:30 last night.
Yeah. What time did you get to bed?
Ended up probably 1 o'clock.
Yeah. Was Bree up?
No, Brie was asleep.
Yeah.
She'd stayed up and watched the Logies. Tom Gleason was very funny.
Yeah, so that's quite a late finish. So
yeah, and so I but I hadn't finished at the time. Do you know what percentage I was up to at the time that we wrapped up?
Was it 37% deal?
42%.
Okay, 42.
I think you finished. You left at 42%.
Okay,
42% of the book complete by 12:30 last night.
And so we basically made the decision. We just need to get this off my plate our plate.
Yeah, we need to, dude.
And so the decision was made to delegate all of my jobs, and you guys have smashed it. I spent from 8 a.m. this morning until 2:30 p.m. It's currently 4 p.m.
Yeah.
So 2:30 p.m. I was writing.
It's a good stint.
And so the question will be, which we'll answer very soon, the book. How's it looking? And all that sort of thing.
Where you're up to.
Maybe. Or maybe it's completed. First of all, we have a couple of video messages. You put a call out. Was it like a week ago?
Yeah,
or something?
This is lovely. I just wanted to see some faces of the Gronk squad. And so we can familiarise ourselves with the Gronk squad. And so I said, look, just send in little video. What's up, Gronk squad? It's blah, blah, blah. And just a nice little message and we'll send you some stickers.
Well, it was really based around the stickers. We got these Primo stickers. They cost about 50 cents a piece, UV protected. You could put them in the back of a car, but that's not just, you could put them on the back of a laptop like we've done here. It looks great.
Yeah.
And so we've received a couple of messages. Mm. So I thought let's start off by playing the couple of messages we got over the weekend. And then I think we need to go to 3D Dill's announcement.
Really? Okay. We're going there.
So here we go. Let's just play these.
What's up, Grunt Squad? Guys, absolutely love the show. Just hanging out for 3D Dill's announcement. Seriously. And love the banter, love the chat, and just find it super entertaining every day. My name is Leah, I should say, and I'm actually lucky enough to be coming in to sit in with you guys on Wednesday. So I thought I better do my video, because if I get there and I haven't done my video, then the guys are going to be like, lift your game. So I'm lifting my game and I cannot wait to meet you all on Wednesday. Thanks, guys.
I mean, polite saying that would say lift your game, I'd say you're not coming in.
Well,
to be honest.
I think Lee has also played a great game, which was she may have heard a previous episode where someone was sitting in and they came mid-show because we forgot. There might be an element of a little bit of prompting going on here that she's doing, being like, hey, guys, just so you know, Wednesday, I'm coming to sit on the show. So we do that on
to be honest.
The odd occasion. We have a couch that people can come in and watch us record the show, especially if you're like in like wanting to do a podcast or in the industry or stuff like that. It's just, I know that it was a big thing in radio when I was working like at Drive. There was, you know, it was sort of a big deal going in. And I was like, why don't we do, like, we've got a studio.
Yeah, it's lovely. It's lovely. I'm just glad, Leah, that it's not today or tomorrow, because I think we'd still be a bit flat. Wednesday, I reckon we'll be back at it.
Yeah. Well, this is, I will say though, that part of the problem I'm discovering is it's easy to look forward and like to look at to the future and say, oh, by then it's all going to be good.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened with the book. I was like, the 1st of July, that's so far away. I can do that. There is something very dangerous, very, very dangerous in long-term sort of like committing to something that's far away. It's what got me as a kid all the time. It's like, people who invite you to things far out, far enough out that you're like, oh, that's no big deal. It's going to be fine. If it's within a week, you get to sort of play in that anxiety where you're like, actually, I don't want to go. So anyway, so thank you, Leah. We've got another one here. This one is from Tiffany.
Hey, Gronk Squad. Thought I would pull an epic Gronk move. I'm come at you live from Canggu, Bali, poolside on my island home. Just wanted to send you guys a huge thanks, because after a hectic Handmaid's Tale episode last night, I listened to Friday night's episode before I went to sleep, and you guys had me in hysterics. You were so tired and so delirious that some of the shit that you were saying just, I was laughing so, so, so much. Tommy Jacket, your references to darts and durries was peak Australia. Josh, mate, good luck tomorrow. Hope you can get through rewriting the book. Wish you all the luck. Make Seth Godin proud, please. Make us all proud. We're rooting for you, dude. We're rooting for you. 3D deal. Hope to be very impressed by your announcement in 2 days. I think it is on Monday, July. So, yeah. Mr. 97, don't know really what to say to you. Don't know if you've got any news. But thought I'd just come at you guys and say, love the show. And I hope to see you guys in Bali soon. Pulling a Fat Friday poolside with me. Cheers, guys.
Okay, a few things I need.
Handmaid's Tale, have you watched that or no?
No, but I think Amy watches it too, and she has the same effect. It rattles people.
Why watch anything that...
I know.
It's like is it Black or Dark Mirror?
Black Mirror, yeah.
Brie wants to watch Black. I just don't need that negativity.
It rattles you. So a little update from our extremely hot fried chicken that I ended up getting, fried chicken roulette. Saturday morning... I got picked up at 6:30 to go and do the spit.
Oh, that's right.
The spit. It was a great.
I don't think you had you have you spoken.
I haven't
about
talked
the
about
spit
that,
at
but
all?
But for my mate's 30th birthday, I was in charge of doing.
Why were you
a
in
lamb
charge?
Spit. Oh, because I offered. He said to me, "I want to do this." And I said, "Mate, you got to hire it. You get that. You do that. I'll be there. I'll be there at 6:30 a.m. and I'll do it all for you." Because it's not easy.
Will you do that for my birthday?
I do that for your birthday. I do it for any of you, you guys.
Okay.
It's hard, and that's my way of showing my love. Anyway, I'm sitting there. I've got Sam Harris in my ears. It's 6:05 a.m. and I'm meditating. And 5 minutes into the meditation, my eyes open. And oh shit. I had to cut my meditation short to run to the bathroom.
Really? You couldn't continue the meditation the toilet?
It was still in my ears because it was in my ear. I had AirPods on and I had to have an emergency pit stop.
Could you imagine Fat Friday's Bali belly style?
My guts were on fire.
It feels like a bit of a detox, doesn't it? It feels like a purge.
How it went in and the spices around it was how it came out.
Really, was it really that full on for you?
It just, I don't know, but for the rest of the day, my guts felt like they were just tingling. With you know, like if your lips actually go a bit red from spice,
your tummy. It feels like I have this. I feel, especially from the writing, just a bit inflamed at the moment.
It's probably the kilo of chocolate. You ate
but just
yesterday.
Like everything, like I just feel so.
It's.
Well, I just need to be. I was literally having to lay down to write yesterday.
It's a sedentary game. What you've entered into.
But I think there's definitely. What if looking back?
Yeah.
If I was to say now, I'm either going to walk a million steps in a month,
which you've committed to and you didn't,
which
do.
I did.
You did.
To be
part.
Fair, I got injured. So last year, I think was it last year or the year before? It was before the Daily Talk Show, wasn't it?
It was the year before.
It was the year before, 2017 in August. I set out to do a million steps in a month, which is about 33,000 steps in a day, which
is great if you don't have a job.
Yeah, but the thing is, I was waking up early. I was getting up at 5, walking, having it all done by 9:30 in the morning.
The proof is in the pudding. You did it, and
I didn't stretch.
The goal's too fucking big. Yeah. It's nothing about stretching, dude. I don't think.
Well, it was because I thought it was. My foot was going to fall off, but I'd had such tight calves. I made it 3 days. I did over 100,000 steps before it all happened. Like I did 3 days of meeting the 33,000 steps.
I think the goal's too big. I think that's like, you know, like I'm going to run a marathon in 1 month's time. It's like, I think it's, I guess you can map out goals. It's kind of like this Seth Godin one. Yeah. But I think, what do you reckon? Is it time?
I think it is time. Thank you, Tiffany, for sending that message from Bali. We could definitely do a potato head.
That'd be good. That's where I met Amy.
I know. That's what I thought.
Fuck.
That would
Oh, my God. It's our wedding anniversary tomorrow.
Really? What have you got planned?
3 years. Really? Nothing at this moment. Mate, it's still tight. Still tight.
Maybe you could piggyback off 3D Dill's announcement if it's good enough.
Well, I hope it's good. So I've got a camera on 3D Dill right now.
I'm so glad the RX100 is getting some use, by the way.
I have sensed some nerves in the office. I mean, 3D Dill keeps a pretty fucking cool, calm composure about him.
Yeah, he's...
Look at him, man. He's agreeing. Yeah. Yeah, I fucking do. Yeah.
No, I think that there's definitely... No, I'm definitely sensing it now too. He's darting. I love deconstructing people's vibes. And
my heart's going. I'm excited.
Oh, mate, your heart hasn't been this elevated since you went on your first date.
But so to be clear, where's everyone's anxiety sitting right now, starting with Mr. 97? Where is your anxiety sitting with this whole announcement for 3D Dill?
I don't know if there's anxiety. I think it's just more excitement.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really good.
Well, you're excited.
What about you, TJ?
I'm just excited. Like, I feel...
I'm the only one that's anxious.
No. This is probably the closest. My heart rate. You can feel my heart. It's really beating. Can you feel that?
It's a subtle beat.
Yeah, it's because I'm fit.
I mean, but I guess part of it is... for instance, you had Peter Shepherd come in to support me last night.
Yeah, thanks, Pete.
And I panicked in the moment and just saying like, and so that I actually blame part of my speed issues yesterday.
Speed?
Yes, I was slow yesterday. I think the issue was with the fact that I was hosting. It felt like I was hosting Pete here as well, so I was trying to talk to him and say,
"Mate,
would you like an M&M?" No, I've brushed my teeth. Anyway. I don't know what the point was.
It's time. It's time to find out what 3D Dill's announcement has been. He prepped. He teased this maybe 4 weeks ago.
That's it. Just very quickly. That's what I'm worried about. I don't know. So, Dill, being completely honest.
Yeah.
If it's a very personal announcement that's exciting for you and not for us, I'm going to find it hard. So if it's anything like...
Yeah, you're anxious that it won't live up to expectations.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm actually... It's not that. I'm anxious that I'm not going to give you what you want right now for a reaction. Okay. So if it's anything to do with I've paid off my student loans, don't fucking bother.
I don't know what... This all came about from what Mason and I were convinced was a night on the booze. And he got a bit confident and he was on the Daily Talk Show's Instagram account flowing out a few Insta stories talking about his announcement. Next day, we knocked out of his sales, cut his finger nearly off.
Yeah.
And so the announcement kind of got pushed to the side, but it was still there. He still lived with it.
The thing that we'll never know, and only 3D Dill will know, is whether the announcement has changed over the last...
Oh, yeah.
Because I would feel if I'd come up with an announcement and it was a secret, I reckon the whole time I'd be scheming potentially a better announcement. Yeah. It feels like it's built up time. Okay, so...
No, it's stayed the same.
Okay, perfect.
Right, stayed the same. What also stayed the same was his promotional material that he took photos of right in front of here. He batched them.
He fixed the typo.
Yeah, so he did a typo in his first one, but then he batched a whole bunch of photos, noticed.
I mean, no, it's not my style.
All right.
I mean, it's sort of, but anyway.
Mine is complete. Mine is ready.
Okay.
That's the difference in our style.
The fact that it's ready. I mean, me saying that I'm going to write the book was an announcement.
True.
So there could be a bunch of work that needs to be done.
Follow through.
This is literally, I just said the announcement. Think about if we're just to look at how good I am for a sec.
Because he's never said I've got some big news to share. He said I've got an announcement, which could be big news to share.
Okay, well,
stop hypothesizing. Okay.
3D Dill.
Yeah.
It's July 1.
It is indeed.
2019. It's 4:17 p.m. here in Melbourne.
Australia.
What is your announcement?
Well, first off, happy Canada Day to... people listening in Canada.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. And also, it was my parents' 23rd wedding anniversary on June 29th. So you mentioning the anniversary thing, Tommy, that got me onto it. So props to my parents because they're part of the reason that I'm here.
Great. Is he doing NLP on us?
I'd also like to thank my my producer and everyone else. No, this all started, I unintentionally teased this way back in March when we FaceTimed for the first time on episode 307.
What'd you say?
And I said...
Well, that's going to be the announcement, I think, isn't it?
No.
Okay.
You got to let me finish.
Okay. All right.
So it was all in the conversation we were having. You guys were talking about, like, what do you want to do when you get down here? What do you want to learn, et cetera, et cetera. And I had this idea of, like, I want to make some kind of a short film or, like, 20 to 30 minute process video of how I came from being this college student to now moving to Australia for 4 months. And that kind of, the vision of that kind of died for me, as in...
When you arrived here, or...?
No, but...
when his fingers nearly fell off.
But no, it just, the video aspect of it didn't feel the right way for me to tell that story. So if we go back to June 13th, 12 hours before I cut my thumb off, and I made those Instagram stories.
Yeah.
What were the Instagram stories? Oh, you took...
You remember he was walking through the park?
I was walking through
something.
One of the parks after going to a filmmaker's meetup with
Aiden. That was the day after was when you cut your thumb.
Yeah.
Literally 12 hours later.
Okay.
And
if that's an excuse for why the announcement's not happening, I'm going to be spewing.
Oh, no. No.
All right.
I'm building it up a bit.
Okay.
And Queen Gronk, you were lying in bed, Josh, and you saw my Instagram posts. Right? And you posted a cute little smug mugshot of yourself saying, in bed, wondering what 3D Dill is going to announce on July 1.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, I think Tommy maybe.
Yeah, I did a response to you.
Yeah.
There's something quite chilling about the way 3D Dill is doing this. It feels like he's...
Mason's body language is currently closed off.
I just saw Mr. 97 look at the door, the exit side.
Queen Gronk, Gemma Watts, at 10:13 p.m., almost a full 12 hours before I actually cut my thumb off, messages you and says, maybe he's written a book, ... To which you replied with some weird, stupid emoji. If he's beaten me to the punch, ... And I don't remember what happened after that because I screenshotted it because I was like, wow. The post has been up for 13 minutes.
Yeah.
And Gemma got it right off the bat. So I took my idea to do a short form process video of how I came from being this college student living in a basement to living in Australia. And actually wrote a book about it in a month and a half. And I would also like to point out that I wrote half of it. I wrote about 25,000 words with a fucked up thumb.
When are you doing it? Are you doing this in the evenings?
I do it in the evenings in my spare time.
Let me read between the lines. You're releasing an ebook.
I'm releasing, it's going to be an ebook, a physical book, and an audiobook. So on August 2nd, because that's a Friday.
Don't do what I did.
August 2nd, the print and audiobook will be available on Amazon. And about 2 weeks after that date, it'll be available on iTunes. And near the end of August.
What's the book called?
It's called I'm Still Figuring It Out. By Dylan Torvill.
That's the name of it?
That's the name of it.
This is outrageous.
The best part is that it's all original. I didn't have to copy it off of anything.
Jeez.
Like, can we see some form of proof of the 35,000? Can we turn
to... He's pulled out his bag.
Mason actually drove me to Officeworks to pick up the manuscript and didn't even realize
Mason
it.
Mason doesn't drive.
Oh, but he did.
No, well, learning.
Who was driving?
I was driving. And my mom
are you
was there.
Kidding me? You
my mom was in the front seat.
Jesus
of the car.
Christ! Fucking pass kidding that
me.
Over here.
You got to be kidding me. He's actually
Jesus. It's very heavy.
Hang on. This is.
Oh, look at that! He's even gone through and done.
So I'm in the process of editing it right now.
How does one
one-handed with my left hand?
Josh,
the binding is phenomenal.
This is everything you could have done. This could be, he's stolen your announcement. He legit has taken.
I'm so impressed.
This is very impressive.
I mean, you've told your college tutors that you were unable to get the, you're meant to be working on something else for school.
An essay? Was it an essay?
Yeah, I'm supposed to be doing like a 10-page essay.
How many pages?
It's about 140 at the moment.
Jeez. Do we get a mention?
You will.
What, we haven't yet?
Do you want me to...
No, you guys are in there. 100%.
Do you want me to read a random bit? Do you want to read a random... I think it should be in your voice.
Yeah, I can read it a little bit.
I just don't want to...
There you go.
Keep talking.
It is so impressive.
This is the voiceover work.
So you've got to look at the YouTube video because it's the thickness. I mean, you're using double spacing.
As you should with a printed manuscript.
Yeah.
Don't shut your damn mouth, Sam.
I know. You're speaking to a fucker. I rewrite books, Dil.
Yes, I just write them.
All right, okay. All right,
I write them, you can rewrite them.
Okay, great. I'll rewrite. Here we go.
You can rewrite mine.
Okay, here we go.
I'm trying to find one of my favorite parts about it. So.
Now how did you organize, like how did you plan what you were going to write?
I wrote it down. Like the second day I was here.
Okay, great.
Remember so when I went like to Officeworks?
Oh yeah, that's
and
right.
And bought the yellow pads.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what you've been using.
God, yeah. he's a man just with a meticulous plan.
Yep.
How is this going on Amazon? Can anyone just upload something?
Amazon self-publishing.
Oh, great.
So I'm doing it indie publishing because I want to retain ownership of rights.
Penguin hasn't picked it up yet.
Not yet.
Wiley made an offer.
This is crazy. This is
awesome. All right.
So can you, read us a bit in your voiceover voice, please.
Yeah.
All right. When I was a kid, I used to say I wanted to be an engineer, a scientist, or a journalist just because the words were easy and they were there. I still don't think about what I'm going to do with the rest of my life.
It is so good. It explains the Instagram captions as well. It's got a certain flow to it. It's quite inspirational. Keep going.
Tomorrow will come eventually. I'll figure it out when it gets here. What I focus on instead is what I love doing. Great. That's all we get for now.
Amazing.
What are you going to do for a cover?
I've already designed it.
Have you?
All right. It'll go up on the story later tonight.
He's not here to fuck spiders.
Yeah. No.
It is impressive.
It is very impressive. Let's clap that in.
I appreciate it.
And the title was, once again,
I'm still figuring it out.
I'm still figuring
I
it
like
out.
I like that. And what's the title of your book? Josh, I'm still writing it. So with Dil's announcement...
I appreciate that he went
also,
to Officeworks and did
for
that.
For just including with the announcement, once the print physical book is ready to go, because it does take time to be processed and formatted, I will be giving away 10 copies.
I can't take him seriously.
Go on.
We'll figure it out when those 10 people write in or email in or whatever. We'll figure that out. But
what's that quote? First they laugh. Then they...
First they doubt you.
Can you look that up?
Look it up.
First they laugh.
I'm pretty sure Dylan came up with the quote. Right?
Yeah.
It is very impressive.
We like taking the piss of each other here. And I think it's required.
Well, there's a certain element that you've beat me to the punch. Have you found the quote?
First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, and then they fight you, then you win.
Okay, so we're at the laughing stage, so we're going to punch on next week. So if we on the Instagram account, you're going to post the...
Gemma has to get her own free copy.
Okay,
because she guessed it within 13 minutes and didn't even know.
And so
I liked that.
And so at that point, had you written any of the book?
Yeah, it was basically all, like, it was halfway done.
Oh, really?
And then I fucked up my thumb.
Made for a great chapter 12.
Which
through
made,
adversity
which made for
comes triumph.
Very, it was super slow going.
Who's your audience?
my audience. I wrote it down so I could remember because I didn't know how nervous I would get. I wrote the book that I would have wanted to read 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. So whether it's you're feeling like you haven't figured out your life yet, you don't know what you want to do, you feel like you're being pushed towards the college route, as I kind of felt like I was.
Yeah.
Or if you're like, you're feeling lost per se and you don't know where to go, or if you are doing your own thing, like Matt Diavel always says, create your own path. And if you are creating your own path and you're like, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? Mm. Is this where I'm supposed to be going? So
yeah. I'm just scheming a book signing or something. There definitely should be some form of book signing. Where are you, just logistics wise, do we know where we're like printing? I'm just curious. Like,
it's a print on demand service.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Using
my
Amazon.
My mum's got she's got a book, and you can buy a bunch yourself and then sell them, but you can buy them through the website. There's like a bunch of those ghost publishers or something. Yeah. And so they just print them when you order them.
Are you going to have anyone edit them, or are you editing all yourself?
I like the control of editing it all myself.
I wonder how. I mean,
give the final version to somebody to go over. Yeah. It's probably cost a lot of money. Actually, nah, fuck it.
Maybe put it out, I can just read it.
Put it out.
It'll take me too long.
All right.
All right, so that's a great announcement.
It's amazing. It's amazing because he's also done our branding. Mm-hmm. He's also done a lot of other things for our business.
I mean,
he's
a hard worker. I think that's the interesting thing is the amount, the volume in which your work is extremely impressive.
Amy and I were having a conversation. She's directly impacted by your decision and your promise because I got home and she was up last night. She couldn't get to sleep without me being there.
Oh, that's nice.
And so what I'm saying,
Brie,
I think
was fast asleep.
She's used to those fucking promises from you. But I think it is, we have to be careful about the promises we make in this space because they directly impact the people around us. Yeah. So keep that in mind with any further promises that you make. Mm-hmm. But can we complete the back end of your explanation? Can we close the loop on the Seth Godin book for yourself?
We can close the loop with and so what I'll show you now is what I've done, and then I'll tell you what's next. Okay. Here we go. I'm just going to my bag. So I'm just pulling out the book where I've been writing.
Okay, on the front cover, so it just says 400. Is that 400 pages?
Yeah, so I'm just going to hand that to you.
Okay, I've got
Tommy.
It. Okay, oh my God, it looks very, it's the same size as Dylan's. Can you just hold up yours, Dil?
But keep in mind he's double spacing. All right, now also take that, which is the first.
Okay, we've got bunch of stuff going on here.
And then this is the This Is Marketing. Okay. So what I want you to do, so flick through the book and see, does it feel significant?
Well, it feels, I mean, out of the 400 pages.
No, ignore the fucking 400 pages.
It's fairly significant, but.
Give it to anyone else other than Tommy. Honest, you don't know what significant is.
But I mean, give it to the guy over here who just wrote a 25,000 word book.
Give it here. 42,000. Give it to Mr. 97.
Oh, it's all happening here. Yeah. All right. He's looking for support through Mr. 97.
It's double-sided.
Mm-mm. No, that's a pretty solid effort. I would say almost 200 pages. Half the book is done.
Yes.
Okay, so where are we up to? Give us an update percentage-wise as of July 1, 2019.
So before I announce that, before I announce that, what I will say is that we joked last night. We said, ha ha ha, it's a bit harder than I thought. Yes, we knew that. And then we came up with the scheme that I didn't say July 1 in what country. And so the bit of shtick that I was going to do was I was going to say, it's based on New York time, because that's where Seth Godin is based.
Yeah.
Hudson on Hastings. Hastings on Hudson.
Do you want me to ask Siri what time it is in New York City?
You can.
Okay. What time is it in New York City?
That won't give you the time.
2:32 a.m. in New York, New York, the United States.
So 2:30 a.m. on July 1.
Okay. And so I think what we worked out was the end of July 1 for New York City was 2 p.m. tomorrow.
Is that
our time? I'm sick of making promises I can't keep, right? Let's make that clear.
Yeah, yeah.
And so what I've done is I put together what I'm calling a plan.
Yeah.
To see this through. On the weekend, it is weekend banter. It's the first time that we're going to 7 days a week. It seems like a great opportunity to, on Saturday's episode, to have it completely done. What that means from a, if this is the tax office or anything like that, you need to sort of communicate what your plan is, how you're going to pay this tax bill.
Yeah, how are you going to pay this?
So the way that I am dealing with this book debt, 4 hours an evening, because I just can't have, we can't, today, for instance,
yeah.
You didn't have me today.
Yeah.
I spent the whole day at home writing. I didn't stop. I had one almond croissant.
Did you? Where from?
Brie got it from that duck place across the road.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The lane, Pavlov's duck.
Yeah, yeah.
It was delicious. And so...
But distracting.
Yes. And so what I think, the 4 hours a day means that in 4 days, that will be 16 hours. Within 16 hours, I will be able to... Are you okay, Dil?
Yeah, I hit my thumb.
Right in the middle of my announcement.
Trying to take away from it for the second time today.
It's outrageous. I okay. wouldn't be surprised if he puts his other thumb through a French press.
I'll get another book done regardless.
And so anyway, so on Saturday, that will be the final cutoff.
Yeah.
It will be completely done. It means that we can be responsible, get all of our client work done. What does everyone think? So I think it should be a celebration. What I was thinking about all of this, I was like, because Brie said to me, I'm really proud of you. And I want to make sure that the tone is that of support and appreciation of how much effort I've put into this and not the feeling.
The statement of being proud is being of you doing failed. It currently, yes, not correct. Of you completing.
Yes, correct.
Don't confuse those two things.
That's exactly right. I have not done it.
Okay. So
what's your learning through this whole thing?
Mate, that I'm tired.
Yeah.
That promises don't mean anything. That I've got trust issues.
No, literally, we set out to go onto the Mars. I'm taking a break on the moon. The and you fuckers are like, we didn't make it.
No, mate, don't think that you've got to the moon. Where's the moon? What is the moon?
If I had my lunar calendar up, I would be able to tell you. But anyway.
None of this is anywhere
close.
How
do you feel about it?
I'm tired. I don't want to talk about it anymore. If you're planning on actually
doing
an episode
teasing.
On Saturday or Sunday, that's not happening because I've got to celebrate my anniversary.
We're doing
my wife.
We're doing weekend banter. We've got to do weekend banter.
Mate,
we do pre-record weekend banter.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So we've got to do it before. So
Friday,
that means
we're
going to
record,
have it done.
We're going to record weekend banter on Friday.
So you have to have it done by
I'm
Friday.
Having it done by
okay,
Friday.
Okay, so to cut through that 15-minute monologue, Josh is now pushed out the completion date to Friday, which you'll hear if he's done it or not. And if
we go silent and never talk about it again, it didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
No, but that's actually not happening. In all seriousness.
But I think if you don't complete it by this weekend, it is a cutoff and everyone has to say this can actually never be spoken about again. It's too embarrassing for the Daily Talk Show.
But the thing is,
the legacy we want to leave
behind. You can clearly see that I am committed to it.
Can you? You're in a pair of tracksuit pants right now.
I'm in tracksuit pants because I didn't fucking leave the
so
house
am I,
today.
So am I. I'm in fucking
like,
trackies.
If you think about
I could
it.
Not be fucking getting dressed today.
You're wearing parachute ones, which are a bit noisier.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, what do you think, Mr. 97, of all of this?
I'm just wondering why I stayed up late last night.
Yeah.
Well, it was a good bonding experience. We also worked on the website. How are you feeling about the website?
It's great. It's coming along. It's nearly there. It's great.
The website's coming, guys.
Yeah, that's actually happening.
Yeah.
No, this is, but I mean, the thing is that you can see
that you're rattled.
Well, you can also see with the book, I've gone through like four fucking pens. How many times have you worked on a project where you see the life and death of a pen?
And made $0.
Countless times.
Really? Is that quite common?
Yeah.
Anyway, we need to get this business back onto tracks, on track. So I need you to complete this. We're not going to mention it for the rest of the week until
Saturday.
The episode. I'm not even going to ask you how it's going. No one ask him how it's going. Mm. Just let you just do your thing.
Yeah.
Because to be honest, what it actually reiterates, and it's such a simple mythology, is
mythology?
Methodology, sorry, where you show up every single day, and if you had fucking done 3 pages 6 months ago per day, today you could have written 4 books.
Yeah.
The reality is you've been a lazy cunt.
He's tired, guys.
I didn't mean to say that. Sorry, mate.
No, that's okay.
As I said it, I realized the gravitas of my
words. That's okay.
I'm tired. I've got to go home.
No, but I think it's all positive. We've got a lot happening
in
July.
So let's get this out of the way.
Yeah. We've got the website stuff. I reckon I'm not going to put a date on the website, but it is very close. Very close,
I think,
to being done.
You know what this team needs to do? We need to, and
laser
I want
tag.
No. It's not about team building. It's about rebuilding our trust with the Gronk squad.
Yeah.
I honestly think we need to, and it's why I refrain from making promises that I can't fulfill.
It's pretty boring, though.
Yeah, but it's also how you keep trust within the people, because you just set things that you can hit.
But then it becomes I don't know. Like, hey man, do you want to hang out on Saturday? Oh, I don't know.
Can't make that promise. Yeah, we're not sure. No. I think there is something to the promise.
I actually think
you've learned a lesson from promise making in this scenario, because you were like, mate, I fucking make any promises that I fucking want.
Yeah.
And I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
No, and now I think you're sort of, I make some promises.
I'm not burnt though, because promises.
We're not there yet.
If we're doing a reconcile of promises, have you got the doc 97 of promises that you created maybe 4 months ago?
Yeah, give me one.
Which
second.
I think we hold it for weekend banter.
No,
I need to go home because I'm tired.
How long's the podcast? How long's this episode gone for?
42.
Yeah, exactly.
Jeez, there's been some big announcements. Guys, please, if you are listening, please screen grab on your phone or take a photo and put it on your Instagram story. Tag us so we can know that you're listening and we can say thank you. We are on YouTube, The Daily Talk Show. Please subscribe there, comment, like, all of that good stuff.
And Dil's book will be coming to an Amazon near you.
Website near you.
I guess you have a microsite. That's why he's pushing the merch section on the Daily Talk Show. He's
going to build one of those out.
Yeah. Okay. It's a Daily Talk Show, everyone. And also the stickers too. If you do want the stickers, just email us a video mentioning the Gronk squad. Say hello.
Like Tiff, like Leah.
Yeah. And if you do send it to us, we will put it up on the episode. So
for sure.
If you're okay with that, then send it through. Otherwise, Tommy's off to bed and we'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one.
See you guys.